from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. ISIS claims responsibility for London terror. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's attack near the British Parliament in London, which killed three people and ended when an officer shot dead the attacker. A statement posted on IS's news agency said the attacker was a soldier of Islamic State, but IS did not indicate that it assisted in the planning or execution of the attack, saying the man had responded to the terror group's call to attack civilians and the military in countries allied with the U.S.-led coalition fighting ISIS. Prime Minister Theresa May, in comments to Parliament about the attack, said the man responsible was born in Britain. British police said Thursday they have arrested eight people in connection with the attack. Parliament, in the meantime, reopened its doors today. Labour MP Hilary Benn.
I mean, the fact that, you know, our flag is at half-mast, but Parliament is going to carry on. Our democracy is going to prosper and survive. We're very attached to it, and no one's going to take it away from us.
Tom Sanderson, who directs the Transnational Threats Program at the Washington-based Centers for Strategic and International Studies, says the motorized vehicle is becoming increasingly the terror weapon of choice.
This is something that ISIS and Al-Qaeda have both promoted. We're not surprised to see attacks like this. Vehicles are not suspicious devices the way that clearly a gun is, or something that looks like a bomb or a package that could contain a bomb. There's a lot of vehicles around. You don't know what's happening in that vehicle, so it's a very effective weapon. It allows you to approach targets very closely without necessarily raising suspicion.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Russian lawmaker Denis Voronenkov was shot dead in Kyiv on Thursday in a likely contract killing ordered by Russia. Now, that according to the Ukrainian police. Voronenkov fled to Ukraine last year, fearing for his safety, and testified in a treason case against Ukraine's pro-Russia former president, Viktor Yanukovych. Ukraine's general prosecutor said Voronenkov's testimony in the case likely led to his death. The International Red Cross and Red Crescent has appealed for hundreds of millions of dollars to help millions facing famine in four countries, Somalia, Yemen, South Sudan, and Nigeria. Regional official Dominic Stillhart called for a massive scale-up in assistance.
20 million people facing starvation is not something that we are dealing with every day, and therefore we really need to act now. And if we act now, especially in Yemen and in Somalia, famine can be averted.
As Syrian talks are set to resume in Geneva Thursday, the Pentagon said the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State has expanded its support by airdropping local ground forces near the IS-held town of Tabqa in northern Syria. Stephen Zunis, a University of San Francisco analyst.
Now, not only do we have combat-ready forces that are much closer to the actual conflict, you're having just this kind of support of inserting troops in ISIS-held territory and other actions, which definitely seem to indicate that the United States is upping its direct participation in the conflict.
Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said coalition airstrikes killed and wounded dozens of civilians in the area this week. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch continued to fend off probing questions posed by Democrats in a third day of confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday. VOA's Michael Bowman reports from Capitol Hill.
During last year's campaign, Donald Trump pledged as president he would nominate jurists who are committed to overturning Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court's landmark 1973 decision that legalized abortion. Gorsuch did not tell the committee how he views abortion, but he did affirm current law.
The Supreme Court of the United States has held in Roe v. Wade that a fetus is not a person. That's the law of the land. I accept the law of the land, Senator. Yes.
Whatever objections Democrats may have, blocking Gorsuch from the high court will prove difficult. Republicans are in the majority and have the votes to approve him in committee and send his nomination to the full Senate. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.